Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. Playlist.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
And welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. That was Lush, and this is Morning Runner.
Yeah.
everybody, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. This week presented to you by Barry White and also Tom Waits. I'm Darren, of course, and you are listening to LABR.online, where you are extraordinarily privileged to have me on the air this evening, because really I could probably do with being in bed. I didn't call in sick. I went home early from work today for the first time in, I think, 2.5 years. So, yay! Anyway, it's good to be here. I'm getting that out of the way, so when I do mess up various elements of this show, you can go, "Oh, poor Darren, he's just not well, is he?" And it won't at all be just because of normal reasons. Anyway, that was Morning Runner, Gone Up in Flames. And this week's, tying in nicely with this week's theme of They Could Have Been a Contender, he said in his finest acting voice. My finest Marlon Brando. That was suggested by the Plague Doc and is a really good example of this. That was a really good song. And it's not a one-hit wonder. Like, they had a whole album and everything. That single was the theme tune to The Inbetweeners, which is enormous, and they did nothing else. Lush, kind of slightly unfair, because Lush, well, Mickey Breny is still doing her thing. I believe another member of Lush is also putting out solo stuff. So I included Lush because it's a great track, but I'll talk more about the theme after this next one. This next song is actually possibly the reason that I came up with this theme. This one's selected by me because I absolutely adore it and have done for many years. This is Auto Heart with the Sailor Song.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was Auto Heart with The Sailor Song, who first came to my attention in, I want to say it's probably 2010, when they were the Gadsdens. Yeah, I think it was 2009-2010, they were the Gadsdens, and that track was Record of the Week on Sean Keaveney's Six Music Breakfast Show. And it got released on an album 4 years later. I waited for that for 4 years, and the album was absolutely phenomenal. In fact, by the time the album came out, they'd renamed themselves Auto Heart, and I got the chance to see them in a basement bar in Dalston, where I got to interview them. Very hipstery, tremendously hipstery. Really nice guys. Really good show. Really enjoyed it. They've, I think, released 3 albums to this point. No one else knows who they are, and that's the spirit of tonight's show. Tracks that you love by bands that you really enjoy and can't understand why they never made it any bigger than they did. So yeah, I've had some really good suggestions for this week's show, and some surprising suggestions as well, I think it's fair to say. Anyway, I am Darren, this is The Playlist. Thank you very much for joining me here on labr.online. If you're just listening to the audio and you fancy joining in the chat room with all the fine, sexy people in there, it's stream.labr.online, and just pop in and say hello. And well, I'll play some more music, will I? I'll let John Cusack introduce this one.
I will now sell 5 copies of the 3 EPs by the Panda Band.
Do it.
Take me in, draw the rain. Take me in.
that?
The Beta Band.
It's good.
I know.
Future holds something better than the present, and let's leave the past alone. The music business is incapable of bringing music to the future, as it sits just waiting to pounce on any third-rate trend, milking it to death, once again putting money where the music is not. I only wish I was born before all the great ideas were used. While I struggle to working around this, the most annoying thing is watching other people succeed through stealing them. I could have been a legend in my own time. I could have sold a lot of records. I could have enjoyed it as well. Could have been a lot of things. One thing I know I am and will always be.
I am the greatest.
Hey, bumped into this bloke the other day who we used to know at school. We didn't say hello because he'd had his hair slightly permed and I'd had all mine shaved off. He was always a bit of a clown. He used to be a hard man, but he did his homework because I knew that one day he'd be going places. I knew I should have asked him there and then. Was he happy now that he finally got there? He goes to bed thinking of ways to fiddle 10 more pounds on his expenses. Me? I go to bed thinking of all the reasons why.
I am the greatest.
We always use other people as the mirror in which we judge ourselves. So we're constantly changing to meet their expectations. Maybe we've forgotten the meaning of the word individual. It's as if everything we do or think is valued for its conformity. Anything fresh or original is hacked out and is brought down to size. The ability to think for yourself is a liability which labels you as some kind of problem. We wouldn't recognize a new idea if it spat in our face and screamed out our name. Who am I to talk? Who the hell do I think I am?
I am the greatest.
Welcome to the wonderful world of show business, a dark and dank place rarely lit by the harsh light of reality. I look around and I see big-mouthed rock stars with opinions on everything and answers to nothing. Burnt out old men with money to burn. Bandwagons full of bands, sycophantic fans with no lives of their own. A place where image is king and music's a poor relation that I can relate to. I am the greatest.
I am the greatest.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is the playlist.
We'll be right back.
thank you for joining us here on the playlist, where we are having it double plus large. This week's theme is They Could Have Been a Contender, and they could have. And in fact, that group kind of were, but don't let me get ahead of myself. You have just heard three in a row because I am resting my voice and also lazy. You've heard Beta Band, the Beta Band, should I say, from 1998, as suggested by Swisslet, who have just reformed actually, and are another one that technically fit the theme really, because they, you know, they're well regarded. However, that's a really good song, and it's fair to say that they are not as big as they should have been. Then you heard A House, suggested by Sheepnik. That was I Am the Greatest from 1991, and that's not the first A House track I have played, or certainly not the first one that Sheepnik has suggested. They're really good band, really good. Although I should probably investigate them more. But what you have just heard there, as suggested by Heapy, was This Is Emmett from 2006 with Big Daddy. And now, technically, This Is Emmett count, but the band that they are in probably don't. For they went on to be the Lancashire Hot Pots, obviously. I mean, if you're doing comedy northern songs or banging house, you know, which one's paying the bills, I suppose. Anyway, yeah, thank you for suggesting that, Heapy. It was absolutely banging and a bit of a mind twister. Right, coming up now, we've got a couple of tracks from Rollo Tread, was suggested by Rollo Tread. Not, you know, Rollo did not record these tracks, as far as I'm aware. Rollo suggested something like six Northern Soul tracks from artists that he believed should be much bigger than they are or were. And who am I to disagree when it comes to playing some Northern? So talc up, lads, and we will start with Mamie Galore, It Ain't Necessary.
Tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Yeah.
Roy Redmond, Ain't That Terrible, from 1967. Ahead of that was Mamie Galore from 66 with It Ain't Necessary, as suggested here on the playlist by Rollo Treadway. And honestly, I very nearly included all six of Rollo's suggestions, because who wouldn't love like a 10-minute, 15-minute northern excursion? But sadly, Rollo, then the other people came along and they suggested songs. And, well, here we are, having to limit it to two, like dogs. Animals, beasts of the earth, Rollo. We should give them what for, should we not? This is The Playlist. I am Darren. Thank you very much for joining me this week, where my executive producer here, Troggy, has furnished me with a hot toddy. Which does, of course, have whiskey. So I apologise to Ofcom and will gladly pay any fines that will ensue from drinking on air. The theme this week, they could have been contenders. Tracks by artists who were not necessarily as successful as you believe they should have been. That's a sentence that's easy to say. Sibilant sentence. And that includes this next lot, who I'm aware of this band, but probably only the one single, if I'm completely honest, and this is not that. I believe this was their first single, as I think it was Revian told me, this was their first single off of their first album, and isn't the one that gets played on the radio all the time. This is Hot House Flowers with Love Don't Work This Way.
When I first met you, darling, everything seems so fine. Holding hands and roses, I really thought you were mine. Love don't work this way. 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 Gonna go my head, gonna have a place, gonna call your name. Love don't work this way.
Playlist.
Thank you.
went off on a little Celtic vibe there. That was the Kevin McDermott Orchestra, Kevin McDermott being Scottish, as suggested by Opinionated Geek. And ahead of that was Hot House Flowers from That Ireland, as suggested by Revian. So thank you very much to both of you for those suggestions, for they were fine, fine songs here on the playlist on labr.online. Where I am Darren, DJ Darren, if you choose to call me that. But under the Trades Descriptions Act, that is not allowed. Right, yes, the theme this week is They Could Have Been Contenders. Could Have Been a Contender? I can't remember. I'm very tired. Yeah, whatever. I care. I care a lot. I do. Which is why I spend ages putting all this together, and I really love it. So thank you very much for listening. It's great to have you along. Yeah, it occurred to me that this week's theme should have been St. Patrick's Day related, but I am really, really bad at looking at the calendar and seeing what public holidays are coming up. And also, a hack DJ would have done St. Patrick's Day this week. I'm no hack. I'm just incompetent. There's a very different vibe. This one was suggested by Nikki Quote and is the oldest song we're playing tonight. This is from 1972, though I don't believe Nikki Quote is. This is Mellow Candle with The Poet and the Witch. And it does have a quiet intro. I didn't just mess it up.
The proudest boast is, ich bin ein
Priest.
A slow train to just another gig. Eat like a hummingbird and sleep like a pig. Can you keep a level head? Now you're getting big. Star of tomorrow. Are you speaking from the station? I'm speaking from the club. Of all this town's activities, this venue is the hub. Just a 7 mile walk, be certain not to miss the fork. And there you'll find the pub. It's called the Dead Man's Hand. afraid it's nothing grand, ha ha. We're in the annex out the back, ho ho. Sure you know how things are, star of tomorrow. A slow train to just another gig. Eat like a hummingbird and sleep like a pig. Can you keep a level head? Now you're getting big. Star of tomorrow. I must admit the turnout isn't quite what we had hoped. The girl in charge of advertising hasn't really coped. In fact, she and Mr. Sloan, who should have brought the microphone, appear to have eloped. So there aren't many people here. Three men and a dog, I fear. Ha ha. But the dog's got all your albums. Ho ho. I'm sure you know how things are. Star of tomorrow. The whole thing was a triumph. You handled it so well. You reminded us of Rod McEwen or even of Jack Brel. No one could have faulted you when that drunk assaulted you. We loved the way you fell. Suppose that was kung fu. You say that guitar was new, ha ha. You broke your glasses too, ho ho. I'm sure you know how things are, star of tomorrow. The milk train in the morning leaves not long after four. I could ask a million questions and my girlfriend even more. But if you'd rather not, in that case, we've always got our trusty kitchen floor. A good spot for a nap. If I ever mend that tap, ha ha. Would you like some lukewarm beer? Ho ho. Sure you know how things are, star of tomorrow. A slow train to just another gig. Eat like a hummingbird and sleep like a pig. Can you keep a level head? Now you're getting big. Star of tomorrow. Star of tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Tis no man. Tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Well, I'm rumbling in this JCB. I'm 5 years old, my dad's a giant sitting beside me, and the engine rattles my bum like berserk while we're singing, don't forget your shovel if you want to go and work. My dad's probably had a bloody hard day, but he's been good fun and bubbling and joking way, and the procession of cars stuck behind, getting all impatient and angry, but we don't mind. We're holding up the bypass. Oh, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, whoa. I'm sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. Oh, no. pull off again, speeding by this summer green grass. And we're like giants up here in our big yellow digger, like Zoids or Transformers, or maybe even bigger. And I wanna transform into a Tyrannosaurus Rex and eat up all the bullies and the teachers and their pets. And I'll tell all my mates my dad's B.A. Baraka's only with a JCB and Bruce Lee's nunchuckers. And we're holding up the bypass. Oh, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, whoa. I'm sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. And we're holding up the bypass. Oh, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, whoa. I'm sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. Glad I'm not in school. Said I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round, and we're holding up the bypass. Whoa, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, whoa, and I'm sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. I said I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his, I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Shot in the head, critically dead. What'll happen to me? My body is property of OCP. They turned me into cybernetic organism, flesh and bone within a metal prism. Programmed to be quick on the draw. My prime directive uphold the law. Dead or alive, dead or alive, dead or alive, you're coming with me. Dead or alive, dead or alive, you're coming with me. Dead or alive, dead or alive, dead or alive, you're coming with me. Dead or alive, dead or alive, dead or alive. Who was I before I lost my life? Did I live alone? Did I have a wife? Within my hard drive, I hear a scream. Computer malfunction, or was it a dream? A colleague passes, she sees straight through. Whispers in my receptors, Murphy, it's you. Dead or alive, dead or alive, dead or alive, you're coming with me. Dead or alive, dead or alive, dead or alive, you're coming with me. Dead or alive, dead or alive, dead or alive, you're coming with me. Dead or alive, dead or alive, dead or alive.
Murphy, it's you.
You're dead! We killed you!
I had to kill Bob Morton because he made a mistake. Now it's time to erase that mistake.
You're dead. We killed you. You're dead. We killed you.
You're a cop.
a cop.
If you were to ask me to list all of the songs that I know of that recount the plots of 80s B-grade sci-fi action movies, I would now have one movie, one song in that list. That was thank you so much to Emma in These Heels for suggesting that, because I had never heard it before and it's suitably wonderful. That was a band called Mental Deficiency with automated law enforcement programming, and yes, that was basically just the plot of RoboCop set to rock and roll. And what more could you want? Really? It reminded me of Green Jelly. Do you remember Three Little Pigs by Green Jelly? Man, I could have played that tonight. Ah, well, I'll keep that one in the back burner for another episode. I'll figure out how to shoehorn it in somehow. Ahead of the top of the... So thank you, Emma, for suggesting that. It was wonderful. Ahead of the top of the hour, you heard Nizloppy with JCB's song, as suggested by Troggy. And Sharon Gascoigne over on Mastodon noting that she had never heard that song until a couple of weeks ago, and I really don't know how anybody could have managed that. How could you be in the UK in 2005 and not know the JCB song? But, you know, fair play to you. Ahead of that was Pete Atkin, Star of Tomorrow, with lyrics written by Clive James. That's not the first Pete Atkin track that Steve 199. It's not the first Pete Atkin track that he suggested. And, yeah, thoroughly lovely. Ahead of that was a Mellow Candle from The Poet and the Witch, as suggested by Nikki Quote, and thoroughly backed up by Sod's lawyer over on the chat on stream.labr.online. Well, this is The Playlist. I am Darren, and this week's theme is They Could Have Been a Contender. So all your favourite, not quite one-hit wonders, but artists that you thought could have or should have been bigger than they were. And yeah, I think or could be bigger than they are currently. This next one was suggested by Gary White Wolf, who has sadly just disappeared off to do taxi duty to pick his child up from a thing. So I'm going to be playing the song to not him, not until he'll be a late Kate tomorrow, one of those delayed Wades that listens in later on. Anyway, this is Ocean Size with Amputee, and this song, this band is not just foolishly named, they really are the size of an ocean. We'll be right back. By Sharon Gascoigne, that was Casino with Give In To Me, which she tells me they were pretty big. You know, they were on Kerrang, I think it was Kerrang Radio, she said. They were backed by the Foo Fighters. You know, they had big things coming up, and then nothing. And she has that on CD. Very nearly had to send me a rip of the CD, because you just can't get it anywhere else. It's not on any of the streaming services or anything like that. Fortunately, I found it in another place, and I won't say where for reasons, but you know, it's where I get some of my music from. Not all these days, actually, but yeah, it's quite hard to come by, that album. I've got another one later on that's even better than that, but I'll tell you more about that when I get to it. So yeah, that was Casino with Give In To Me from 2008. I have to say, they completely passed me by. I'd never heard them before, but the album is really good. It's called The Spider Simpson Incident, and it is genuinely great. I've been rocking it out on the old iPod this week. Ahead of that, suggested by White Wolf, was Ocean Size with Amputee. And yeah, they're not kidding, are they? That is an enormous track. That is the size of the Pacific Ocean. not even one of them piddling oceans like the Indian or other oceans. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. You're listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you very much for joining me this week, where the theme is, do I need to tell you? I mean, we're an hour and 17 minutes into the show. Fine, whatever. They could have been a contender. One-hit wonders that weren't really one-hit wonders. They were just not as big as they should have been, in your opinion, of course. And in the case of many of these, they literally only had the one single. But still not one-hit wonders necessarily, because some of those singles didn't even crack the top 30. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, stick around after me, because Brother Soul will return with Pick and Mix. This week, Buzzy will be picking the tunes to be mixed, and it'll all be 40s and 50s jazz in memory of Buzzy's dad. So I would suggest very strongly that you hang around for that 10 till midnight GMT if you're here in the UK. And if you are here in the UK, then I apologise. This next one was suggested by Sod's Lawyer and is great, obviously. This is Department S.
We'll be right back. another year, even if alone. But there's no tears in my eyes. Life is still full of surprise. I'm not looking for a one-night stand. Stand behind you and I'll watch you from a mile away. Wishing you could be the one, but not here this way. I got to know your name. I must know who you are. Just a little bit too far from my home. But please don't get me wrong, even though it has been long, I hope I never sing my last song without someone. I stand behind.
Hearing that, that was the second King's X track that I was aware of. That was suggested by a new name here on the playlist. That was suggested by Groot Inside. So welcome along, Groot Inside. Good to have you here. Please excuse me, I'm struggling a bit now, I have to say. Yeah, that was King's X with Goldilocks with an X. Two X's there. That's how you know they're rock. The only other King's X track I'd ever heard prior to that was the B-side to Kiss's cover of God Gave Rock and Roll to You 2 from the Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey soundtrack, where they did they provided Junior's Gone Wild, which is, to be fair, a great track. If what you're after is late 80s hair metal in a early to mid 90s movie, it's I enjoyed it, put it that way. So thank you very much, Groot Inside, for your suggestion. Ahead of that was Department S with Is Vic There, from 1980, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer. So thank you very much to Sod's Lawyer for that. Yeah, this is the playlist. I am Darren, and you are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online, where, as I said before, Brother Soul is following up this evening with a pick and mix, live pick and mix from Buzzy. Buzzy's picking the tunes in memory of his dad, and it's all going to be 40s and 50s jazz, and genuinely, that's going to be a good one to crack on and listen to. So do that thing. Anyway, I will play more music because I am running a couple of minutes late now because I yap on far too long. Suggested by Sheza, this one is The Blessing.
Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Body.
suggested by Steve Nixon. That was Amy's Ghost with Peaceful Sleepers from 2012. And I was talking about that track on Mastodon earlier. I didn't name it because I like to maintain an air of mystery ahead of the show. The only other person that knows the songs that are being played is Troggy, because Troggy puts together the Apple Music and Spotify playlists. And it's unfair to ask them to do it during the show when they're trying to draw nice artwork as well. Which this week's artwork is splendid, by the way. I was talking about that track earlier, because that came out in 2012. So that's what, maths, 13 years ago, give or take. And literally the only copy of it, the only version of that track that I can find anywhere on the internet, is that version that I yoinked off of YouTube, which is compressed to hell and could sound so much nicer, but there's no other version of it anywhere. And I think that exemplifies what I'm trying to do here with this week's theme more than anything else. This is a lovely, enormous track that just doesn't exist anywhere apart from one version of it put up on the internet, which I've subsequently discovered that Steve has it on CD, and he could have ripped it. I'd have asked him to rip it, but yeah, there we go, life goes on. Anyway, thank you very much for suggesting that, Steve. That was really nice. Don't bother going to look for any more of their stuff if you liked it, because there's basically nothing else out there. They've got like 3 songs on YouTube and that's it. Nothing on Apple Music. I even looked on iTunes. Nothing on iTunes. You can't even buy their music there. Nothing on Bandcamp. I think there's one song on Bandcamp that wasn't that one. Anyway, thank you very much for the suggestion, Steve. That was really nice, Steve Nixon. Ahead of that was The Blessing with Highway 5, suggested by Sheza, which I can't work out whether or not I remember that song from when it first came out, or whether it just sounds like loads of other songs that all sound kind of the same. Either way, I really enjoyed it, so thank you, Sheza. This next one was suggested by Troggy, and I heartily endorse this one, because this album is wonderful. They released 2 albums and then divorced, and that was it for them. This is The Civil Wars with I've Got This Friend.
Oh, I got this friend. Great!
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
With a girl who has no past. Love never was in question. Please come with me is all that she asks. I'm floating in the shadows with a girl who has no smile. Her long hair may look careless, but those dark eyes beguile. With a girl who looks insane, just want to keep her company, don't even know her name. I'm floating in the shadows with a girl who cannot sleep, tossing stones in midnight pools, discover those pools are deep. So hard to build a dam that would stem the dreams of a desperate man. But hope will disappear like the morning mist. You're still sweet 16 and you've never been kissed. Dreams of a desperate man. But hope will disappear like the morning mist. You're still sweet 16 and you've never been kissed. Flirting in the shadow with a girl who knows no end. Perhaps she's passed this way before. The night wind as her friend. I'm floating in the shadows with a girl who's make-believe. You know just when my mind is made up, I turn to find a tugging at my sleeve. Turn to find a tugging at my sleeve.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
We can talk things over a little time. Promise me you won't stay by the line. When I get to Warwick Avenue, spend an hour, but no more than two. Our only chance to speak once more. I showed you the answers, now here's the door. When I get to Warwick Avenue, I'll tell you, baby, now we're through. I'm leaving you for the last time, baby. You think you're loving, but you don't love me. I've been confused out of my mind lately. You think you're loving, but you don't love me.
Wonderful Duffy there with Warwick Avenue, as suggested by Rachel. Thank you for that. Duffy is a bit of an odd one in this, in that were it not for the really quite tragic tale that unfolded around her, she might have actually gone on to have a much bigger career than she did. One massive album, and then events occurred. Go and check out Wikipedia. I won't recount it here, but yeah, it's a shame. Yeah, she's still around, she's still doing her thing, but yeah, things didn't go very well for her for a while there. So fair play to you, Duffy. You made good music. You could still make good music if you want to. Ahead of that was Horse Lips with Flirting in the Shadows, as suggested by Aunt McRae. And ahead of that, The Civil Wars, I've Got This Friend, suggested by Troggy. Well, next week's theme is hang on a second. Friends of Patrick. Because let's not say that I don't jump on a bandwagon just in time. well, yeah, Irish artists, whatever. Let's do a belated St. Patrick's Day celebration next week. Irish artists or Irish adjacent bands with a member called Patrick, if you want. It's Friends of Patrick next week, and I think that's going to be good. This next one is another one that... So yeah, Friends of Patrick is next week's theme here on the playlist on Lover Brother Radio. This next one is another one that I really wanted to play because I love it enormously. Kick back and enjoy this one for the next 4 minutes. This is Longview with Further.
Just
Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I absolutely adore that track and the album it's from. It's Mercury, the album's called, from 2003. That was Longview with Further. They have one album, and that was on used on One Tree Hill. Remember the TV show? Huge track in certain circles for a period, then nothing else. Dunno, no idea what happened to them. That's such a great album. Go and listen to it if you really want to listen to some sort of Snow Patrol, Coldplay-esque, almost Christian. I didn't realise how Christian those lyrics were until quite a long time after I fell in love with it. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me this week. That's about all I've got time for. I've got one more track to play you, and it is absolutely stunning, so I'm going to shut up and play it. Kick back, enjoy Ride, and then listen to Brother Soul and Buzzy after that. Good night, champions.
First you look so strong, then you fade away. The sun will blind my eyes. I love you anyway. Thirsty for your smile, I watch you fall. Oh,
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.